Down to Dunk Podcast.
Good morning. It is January 9th, and this is the Down to Dunk Podcast. I'm Luke, and I'm joined with Andrew and Jay.
Hello.
Andrew.
Guys, let's move straight into
Twitter questions.
Get me some TQs.
Here's your first TQ.
Take me to TQ. Did you know there's a DQ?
In the mall.
At the mall.
Which one? Pin or quail?
Quail.
Quail.
What?
Yes. DQ, DQ.
Dang. There's another one coming up here at Memorial.
Never mind. Let's move. DQ's making a comeback.
It is.
This is your TQs, sponsored by DQs. Your TQ, DQs, your DQ, TQs. First TQ brought to you by @D_tally. His question is, the Thunder are four games behind Phoenix and have looked awful the past two games. Is this a big deal, a little deal, or is this no deal?
I'm going to give it... On a scale of 0 to 10, I'm going to give it a 5.
Oh, wow. It's a medium deal.
It's a medium deal. It's not a huge deal because I have to look at those two games in light of the Wizards and the Phoenix game, which they played. Their offense was not the worst thing I've ever seen in my life like it was against Sacramento and Golden State. And so I feel like there's, the truth is not these last two games of who this team is. The issue is that four games is a lot, even at this stage in the season. And you're depending on a team like Phoenix. And I think this can happen. But you're depending on a team like Phoenix to lose some games, like a pretty substantial, you know, not win at the clip they're obviously winning at right now, which I think is unsustainable for that team anyway. But I think it's a relatively big deal, and the Thunder have to engage a little bit more. Like, I understand what Durant said after the game. We don't pop champagne after every victory. We don't, you know, blow up the team after one loss. Like, I get that idea. But they need to start, like, these games are getting closer and closer to must wins for this team.
Their offense has been terrible.
Yeah.
Like, overall, they're 21st in offensive rating this season, which is not, that's something that they have not been this bad in the past. They're not passing the ball. Alex Spears wanted to mention that they are the worst passing team in the league, basically. They have the lowest amount of assists this year. So their offense is really, really struggling. I think that's coaching. I think that's familiarity. I think that you start the season with only really bad players who have to figure out how to play together. Then you try to incorporate guys who basically take the entire offense away. I think that it's difficult. And now you're trying to incorporate a guy like Deion Waiters. It's difficult, but they have played together for a long time, for the most part. And I think they're going to get it back together. They are not the 21st best offense in the NBA. They are not.
Those numbers are skewed based on the, you know, also that's part of the 15 of the 30 some odd they played so far.
For the whole season.
Out Russ and Kevin, and they really haven't played that much. I mean, as a unit together, they play, what, 10 games, 12 games?
They're climbing because they were, I think, they're like the 28th at one point. But they're still 9th in defensive rating. Their defense is still good.
Even in those two games where they got blown to pieces by Golden State and Sacramento, like, they played pretty good defense. Well, they didn't guard the perimeter extremely well, especially against the Warriors. They're really lazy moving out to the perimeter. But as far as percentage-wise, I don't think either one of those teams shot 50, did they, from the field?
I don't have that on hand, and I don't know.
It's not really worth. It's not really worth you knowing.
I honestly tried. I don't know. I
text Andrew and Taylor because they were West Coast tips, and neither one of them had the opportunity to watch them. And I text them the next day, and I said, "Just avoid it. You don't need to watch it." It's
I had
terrible.
It on the DVR, and I'm just in denial, but I did look at stats and I did watch highlights.
It was terrible, man.
I watched a little bit of both of them, and they were bad. They were bad. Do you think it's just a thing of, like, too much, too fast? Like, okay, we have this team that's really bad, and then we're going to add KD, and then we're going to add Russ, and now we're going to add Deion Waiters.
I think it was, there was something going on. Like, it looked as if, my brother jokingly said that, like, maybe they're hitting up the medicinal marijuana places, because it looked like they were in a different world. It was crazy how bad they were. Lazy. Golden State shot 46.6% from the field, but shot 54% from 3-point line. So think about that.
Yeah.
That means how bad they were at the rim.
Just effort, energy.
Yeah.
And they'll get it back. I believe they will.
And then against the Kings were 39% from the field, but still shot 52% from the 3-point line.
Lazy.
Yeah.
And also, they got lucky.
Yeah, because
when you shoot that well from three, there's some luck involved, too. And also, maybe the Thunder gave them some luck.
Okay, our next question is from Thunder Obsessed. Does Dion Waiters like Brahms yet?
Of course he does.
Do you think he really knows what Brahms is?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the one thing. You guys didn't watch the Kings game when he played. He played pretty good minutes in that Kings game, actually.
Yeah.
And he looked like he just met the guys that day, actually, is what you saw. And you know why?
Because he did.
Because it's exactly what happened.
It's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and so he... I mean, probably your first stop when you get to Oklahoma City is Brahms, right? Not for me, but for some people, maybe.
Wait, where do you go?
What was that?
We've talked about this before. Brahms grosses me out. I'll eat Brahms ice cream. I don't eat their food.
Whoa.
What's wrong with you?
Have you ever just looked behind the counter of Brahms?
Their chicken tendies are pretty good.
So disgusting. I don't like their fries either, sorry.
What? Their fries are good.
Nah.
Wow.
Their fries are good. Crinkle cut.
Crinkle cut,
okay,
man.
Okay, okay.
Have you ever been to the Brahms Factory?
I have.
In Tuttle?
No, I haven't.
You've been?
We went when we were in elementary school.
Well, you got to go now. I got to take you today. I'm taking the day off.
Is it good? Is it fun?
It'll just... You will appreciate Brahms and what they do.
So, just
tell you this, Brahms has the best milk.
They do have the best milk.
Best milk.
Because they crank sugar into it.
That is not true.
It is true. If you look at the sugar content for that milk versus like a Highland milk, way more. But that's all we drink, though. We have Brahms milk in there right now. So, listen, Brahms, for anybody that doesn't know, like if not all of our listeners live in Oklahoma City or Oklahoma in general, Brahms is like a local dairy store/restaurant, and they have incredible ice cream. They have pretty good burgers, actually. They do crinkle cut fries, and they're always soggy. But they're all.
What Brahms are you going to?
Get out of town. You're going to the wrong Brahms. Which one are you going to?
You are going to the wrong Brahms.
All of them. I go to this one. I go to the one on 33rd.
You know what the best one is? It's by Remington Park. It's like they're also their like office headquarters. That's good. It's good. It's where like the big wigs of Brahms work and eat.
All right.
I got to take you there.
Probably Sonic is what I would assume he went to before. Just for beverages, guys.
He went to Chick-fil-A.
I mean, they probably have Chick-fil-A in Cleveland.
I doubt it.
Why did you doubt that?
Well, I don't know. Anyways, if he did, he's like, I want a taste of home. I want some Chick-fil-A.
Brahms makes everything better.
Amen to that. Next question is from at the homie J. Tell me about your happiest Thunder moment through the mouth of Hashim Thabeet.
Oh my gosh.
My happiest Thunder moment was when the Thunder beat the Grizzlies in the second round of the playoffs.
Last year?
No. That was the first round last year. It was when they went to the West Finals against the Spurs, and I just didn't know if they were going to escape the Grizzlies that year. It was also on my birthday.
I don't know what your birthday is, I guess. June? No.
I know what it is. It is May 15th.
That's it.
Boom. You know when his wife's birthday is?
No.
May 15th. Boom. Do you know what Jared Letterman's birthday is? May 15th. Boom.
Do you know what Moti Hajimazari's birthday is?
May 15th. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
It's a big day for birth.
Lots of births. Lots of births on that day.
A lot of births on that day.
Anyways, that was it. I was so happy that day.
That was a great win.
When they beat
them, they slaughtered him on that day, too. Now, here's a question. No, never mind. There was one of those Memphis games where it was like the marathon was happening at the same time, and it was raining and cold. I think it was earlier in that series. Actually, it was game one or two or something in that series.
One of my favorite moments was when they played the Lakers, and they were down.
This was the year before that.
The first year in the playoffs.
And they lost to the Lakers eventually in game 7 or 6 or whatever.
But in game 5, they had a huge run and took the lead and won the game.
And still to this day, it's the best moment I remember. That was a, do you remember that?
It was a really fun series.
That was just a fun series.
I shaped the beat and sounds like the Cookie Monster. My greatest Thunder moment is when Andrew, the playoff game we went to.
Oh.
When we were playing Golden State.
And no, we were not playing
Golden State. Who were we playing?
The Clippers.
The Clippers, and we were down. And then we came back and beat them with, like, crazy rush shots.
Actually.
And that was awesome.
I changed my moment. That was so good.
Was that when Reggie got fouled or whatever, or yes, threw the ball out of bounds?
Yes, that was so awesome.
It's a great game.
That was so fun. We're just high-fiving everybody around.
Man, it was so great.
I was staring at that, staring down that Clipper fan that was sitting in the front row that I'd...
Still mad at him.
Makes me mad.
Good.
I can see his face still.
Next question. From the OG JD Dub.
The?
No, at OG JDW.
He can be the. I don't know.
Does Dion Waiters win a title with the Thunder?
Oh, man. So you're just basically
saying this year. Nah, he'll be here next year too, right?
Yeah, this year and next year he's under contract.
I'll say yes. No, I don't think in large part because of him, but I think he'll be
a bench player on this. He'll be a large part of it if it happens. I say yes.
I say yes, too.
I'm leaning more toward next year. Just saying
that. Whoa, Andrew, hater.
Sorry.
Hater alert.
I'm with you. I feel that right now.
Hater.
But you never know.
I mean, I don't know.
Still, at this point, last year, the Grizzlies were in weird shape. And
still January.
Talent. Yeah.
Next question. We are cranking the TQs right now.
We got lots of TQs.
We got a ton of TQs.
Crank along.
This is from at M. Catterick. Could we see a three-guard lineup of Russ, Dion Waiters, and Reggie Jackson with KD at four and Serge at center? What would be the pros and cons of that lineup?
Defense is a con.
It's a con.
Insane ball dribbles would be a con.
Lots of dribbles.
Like, nobody on that team, nobody on that group really passes very well. Or, you know.
Well.
Like KD.
KD and Russ can pass well.
But that's it. And you really probably want them shooting.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I have one thing I would add, I want to do. I want to just talk about for a quick second. Go ahead.
You'd have to, like, put guys into boxes that they are desperately trying to escape from. So, like, Dion Waiters.
Spot-up shooter.
Stay in the corner, Dion.
It's not him, yeah.
Reggie Jackson. Stay out of the way, man. he's going to, like, they'd have to space the floor somehow with those two. Yeah. And then let Russ and KD do what they do. And then Serge Ibaka would be virtually invisible in that lineup.
So what's a pro? Any pros to that? You got
that. Basically, the defense will be on their heels the whole time because, like, they see every guy on the court and they're like, "We have to guard every single one of these guys.
You can't leave."
And then, maybe at that point, if you can space the floor some, if they don't have to help off of Reggie, they can, attack with Russ and KD.
The bad thing about that is Russ is such a limited player outside of about, or inside actually, about 10 feet, you know? Like, he would actually be the better of all five of them, other than Kevin. Than Durant, would be the best floor spacer, right? Like, he's the one that can shoot the best from three-point range out of all of them consistently.
Russell?
No, Serge.
Oh, Serge. So, yeah.
And so that's what doesn't make sense with this lineup, is it's not like he could stand down underneath the basket and just get offensive rebounds. And
you don't get offensive rebounds with this squad.
That's true. Unless you're scoring and running.
Unless it's Westbrook. Westbrook is the only real threat for an offensive rebound.
Do you have any input on this lineup?
It would be crazy to see, and I kind of want to see it.
You know, so let me make two adjustments to it, and then I'll tell you a lineup I'd actually prefer. You ready?
Yep.
At this point, and you're going to probably think I'm ridiculous, I want Russ.
Yep.
Anthony Morrow.
Yeah.
Dion Waiters.
Okay.
Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And Adams on the court. That one makes more sense than this one does to me.
Interesting.
I like Adams a lot, and I've always... I think he's... As far as in that lineup... He brings more of what you need, right? He's a better screener.
Yes.
Serge, one of the things that literally kills me with him now especially is he bails on every screen early.
Every screen.
And so he goes up and tries to set a screen, but he's always cutting off of it before he ever actually sets the screen. So he's always kind of withering out of it. Adams is a killer screen setter. He does keep balls in play more than Serge does on the offensive glass because he's actually around the offensive glass. And he's also, I mean, he does have a limited, but it's a decent, I mean, it's a better post game than Serge already, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then Morrow is the floor spacer.
Right? You got to have Morrow out there. In a small ball lineup, I think you have to have Morrow.
And I'm so over Reggie Jackson right now.
He's been so bad.
I'm so over him right now, I'd rather have Waiters on the floor, even though he's, I don't know anything about Waiters.
I've been defending Reggie Jackson all season, but at this point, it's nearly impossible to do it.
He's just been horrid on defense more frustrating thing.
I think he's been a bad basketball player.
I'm with you.
I think he's been really, really bad.
Guys, about those two lines we were discussing, got a message from Scott Brooks. He said he won't do either unless we put Park in.
That's true.
He needs more Park.
I'd actually be okay with Park.
Need some Park.
As the center.
Yeah. I mean, because of the same things that Adams brings.
Right.
Not as far as offensive.
Good screen setter.
Great screen setter. You know, makes sense defensively.
Okay.
He's still underneath the rim, though, as a rim defender, but he just knows where he's supposed to be. But, yeah, I'm with you on that.
But he won't catch the ball.
No, he will not.
Next.
Serge.
Yeah, Serge, you got butterfingers.
Oh, it's terrible. All right, go ahead.
Next question is from @JoeyConger5.
Hey, Joe.
What's up, JoeyConger5?
Yeah, what's up, Joe? If Reggie...
JoeyConger5.
Was that to Mambo number 5?
Yes, it was. Sorry that happened, JoeyConger5.
I have big music. If Reggie signs elsewhere, what do you think of using Perk's money on KJ McDaniels?
I like KJ McDaniels. I think
a lot of people have a random enjoyment of this guy
because of Bill Simmons. I think Bill Simmons is on his podcast. He's been like, KJ McDaniels, like, everybody should have taken KJ McDaniels. Like, he's a pretty good player. He's not an all-star, superstar type player, and maybe that'll come back to bite me, but lots of things do anyway, so
I really couldn't even tell you what KJ McDaniels plays. Small forward?
Yeah, he's a forward.
Okay.
He could play a small ball power forward if he needed to.
He looks good for the Sixers.
Yeah. Pretty good. I'm going to look up his stats real quick. But the fact is that the Thunder really aren't going to have
that much cap
Perk money to spend this summer. Because they're over the cap. They're under the tax, but they're over the cap. Actually, they're over the tax right now, but they'll be under the tax this summer. So they won't have that money to spend. They can still have some mid-level exception money to spend, which at that point, KJ McDaniels may be a mid-level exception guy. I'm not sure who's going to spend $10 million on this guy. And if they do, let him do it, because I'm not sure that this guy's worth it.
So let me give you some other small forwards that are coming up. Most of these are, well, I'm not going to give you any of the restricted or player options. So there's a few unrestricted small forwards coming up this offseason.
Okay.
Gerald Green, would you take him over KJ McDaniels? He's making $3.5 million. I bet he gets a little bit more than that. I bet Phoenix keeps him anyway. I think that he fits there better than anywhere he's fit. But $5 million for him.
I'd probably take McDaniels.
Okay. Sean Marion, old as dirt.
No.
Wilson Chandler's a team option. So everybody else, unrestricted. Kyle Singler.
Blech.
Not a Kyle Singler. Mirza Teletovic.
I like Mirza, but he's more of a power forward.
Yeah.
Here's KJ McDaniel's stats on a really bad team that is giving minutes to lots of different guys. 9 points, a block and a half, which is nice. Like, this dude blocks tons of shots. One assist, 3 rebounds, shooting 75% from the line, 48% from the field, 29% from three. He's okay. Like, he's not just taking the league by storm, like I feel like some people are talking about. Like, he's a decent player. If Jeremy Lamb was on the Sixers,
better numbers.
He would have better numbers than that.
Probably.
He would.
I don't know if he'd shoot the percentages, obviously, but
he's shooting 29% from three. Like,
okay, maybe he would.
He can shoot better than that from three, given a ton of shots. I think KJ McDaniels is all right. I wouldn't give him $10 million. I give him five.
Yeah.
But I would not pay park money for
him. So let me give you some 2015 unrestricted shooting guards. Maybe. Because okay. I'm just thinking, if you're looking fit, right? Like, I don't know what KJ McDaniels is the fit with his team, but I think a shooting guard is still something they're looking for. Obviously, that's why they made the Waiters trade, right? Yeah. So unrestricted shooting guards that are coming up this year. Wes Matthews, obviously, please God, I'll sign him tomorrow if that's an option.
They don't have money?
Yeah. He's getting 7.25 right now. I bet he gets 9 a year.
No, he's getting like 12.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna make a lot of money.
Do you think he stays at Portland?
I think Portland does really tries to keep him. I think maybe like a team like the Knicks might be a threat to get him, because they may throw 14 at him.
Yeah. Mono is unrestricted, but he's not going anywhere. Danny Green's unrestricted. I highly doubt he goes anywhere.
If somebody wants to pay Danny Green, the Spurs will let them.
Bellinelli. Mike Dunleavy. Gary Neal.
Gary?
Yep. So, you know, I don't know. I think there's enough free agent. What I looked at when I looked at that free agent class the other day is there's a lot of, like, bench players that could.
Some shooters.
Some pretty cheap bench players that could come out.
Yeah.
Next.
I don't know anything about KJ McDaniels. So, good job, him. Whatever he does.
Next. TQ is from at Bobby Wheat. Says, do you think Reggie just hangs out by himself in the locker room, and does that make you sad?
I sent a text out to Andrew and Taylor yesterday that
you never texted me, man?
Because you don't ever respond.
I always do. Screw you.
When it's actual basketball conversation, you don't ever respond.
Screw you. Maybe if you didn't include me, I feel really left out right now. All right,
we'll bring you back in.
Okay.
And then pull you back out. So, I think my fear. And this all comes from the Pistons, right?
Like, yeah.
Josh Smith leaves and they go on a 7-game streak where they're beating, like, really good basketball teams.
Like the Mavericks.
The Mavericks and, you know, a whole bunch of... I think they beat the Grizzlies, too.
Beat the Spurs at home.
Josh Smith... Like, my fear is that Reggie's becoming a cancer on this team.
It's a legitimate fear. Mostly because he sucks on the
basketball
court. He's been so bad, and he just dribbles. He just dribbles.
Just dribble. And then he does that stupid fadeaway jump shot all the time.
It's awful. He's not.
So I'm wondering, is his on-court performance related to his locker room detachment, right? Like, is it getting to the point to where... Because the truth is, during that trade for Waiters, they were looking... Like, they were taking trade conversations for Reggie. And especially with the Knicks. But the Knicks couldn't give him what they wanted. Which I don't know what that is. You know, Jose, or... I don't know what money matches in that one. Because Reggie's not making a lot.
The Knicks just want out. They went out of this season.
So they're trying
to get away.
How about we'll give you some bench seats and season tickets for your family?
Just take money away from us.
Yeah.
And we'll... I mean, that's what they want.
So there will be... I think there's going to be a team... I will say this. I think they're going to move Reggie before the trade deadline. I think we have another question that goes into that, maybe. But I think Reggie's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I think so. I think Waiters was brought in as a part of that. And they're going to look for another point guard.
Yeah. I think that... Well, I mean, honestly, I think that they probably do need to look for another point guard. But I would just look for more shooting.
Yeah.
That's what I would look
for. Well, that's why the guy like Jose... I know I say Jose a lot, but Jose's an incredible three-point shooter.
He's a nice three-point
shooter.
But
he is so terrible on defense.
Really bad on defense. I think they just need to look for a guy who can shoot and move the ball, period.
I like it. Anyway, so... But,
yeah.
That's my fear. And so, does he sit by himself? Probably, because pretty sure that he just gets scouted out the
whole time. He and Jeremy Lamb are best friends.
Is that real?
Yeah, they really are. So...
They're both gone.
Yeah, they're not. These guys are not going to be on the Thunder for very long. I've really changed my tune on Reggie Jackson. I was really excited about him. I really thought he was going to have a nice season. I really believed in this guy. But he has been so bad.
Well, you remember when we did the Presti trade calls, I said I wouldn't trade him for almost anything. I felt like he was that important of a piece in this run for this Thunder team.
Yeah, but, yeah. And he's
not the way he is.
No, and I would rather... You know, Deion Waiters can handle the ball. He's a combo guard. He's not a pure shooting guard, and he's not a pure point guard, but he's a guy who can handle the ball for a second unit and score and create. He's basically Reggie Jackson with a barrel chest.
Reggie's answers to questions, like on like media questions,
yeah,
make him seem like a stick in the mud.
Yeah, he's kind of a stick.
It seems like he just wants out. He just wants to leave,
which can hurt. Like a locker room feels that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I feel like he's kind of delusional.
He might be.
He may be.
I don't think he's gonna like
the way he plays on the court. I feel like he's completely delusional.
I don't think he's gonna start on a winning.
No.
Basketball.
What's weird is that the Knicks are actually would have been a good fit for him right now, because he could go out there and shoot 30 times a game.
Yeah. Like, if the Knicks would have just thrown us Tim Hardaway Jr., who I don't even like that much.
Yeah. There is nobody on that team I want.
No. No.
So that doesn't make you sad that he has no friends? No. Doesn't make me that sad either.
Play basketball better.
Yeah.
No, he screams.
Stop dribbling so much.
I refuse to do either of those things, he screams. Okay. Who is a worse fit for this team, Reggie or Deion Waiters? I feel like we just answered that.
I don't think either of them are great fits right now.
They're not.
Reggie playing what he's supposed to do is the better fit.
Whoever is willing to be on this team and is willing to play for this team is the better fit, because they're both pretty much the same player.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Very similar.
Next Very question. Similar. What does this trade mean for Reggie? We've got a lot of Reggie questions at the end. They're not.
To me, it's start putting boxes together, buddy.
Yeah.
I think it's the sign that he's gone. Like, I think he's gone. Because this is basically with Deion Waiters, you're getting almost the same player with one extra year at the rookie salary level.
Exactly.
Reggie, I got bad news. You better finish up all those Brahms gift cards.
Yeah.
You don't want to be moved away.
This Down to Dunk podcast is brought to you by Brahms.
Brahms?
Brahms makes everything better.
Brahms, a lot of Brahms talk and DQ talk.
Mm-hmm. We like ice cream.
A little competition.
A little comp. DQ moving into Brahms territory.
I think that he's going to go. They don't make sense at all together on the court. None. No
Next
sense
question.
Do they make?
Do the Thunder make sense after this trade?
No. No, they don't.
What?
Now, I will say this. I'm going to give them a couple more games, right? Like, so my thought is they play Utah tonight.
Yeah.
And then they're off. They have 5 full days off. And then they play the Rockets on the second night of a back-to-back next Thursday. And then they play the Warriors on Friday. And then they have like a 4 or 5 on the road stretch following that, where they play some Eastern Conference teams. Not easy ones. They're playing the Hawks. They're playing the Magic, who they've had trouble with.
Hawks are good.
They play at Washington.
Magic will give them that game.
Yeah. They're trying to lose again.
Yeah, they're not good.
And so I think that they can. I think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
We saw one game that doesn't count with Waiters against the Kings.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the Sacramento game as like.
Just the roster.
I'm just saying, like, as far as fit goes,
it's a weird fit right now.
It doesn't really work, I don't think. I don't know that you can have two guys on your second unit that really just have to have the ball.
No. Yeah, Waiters is not a spot-up shooter. Like, he can't be Morrow. Morrow is perfect. Give me one more of him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bigger version of him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like, if we could get a shooter for Reggie Jackson and just bring in Waiters, shooters, then I think that would be a better fit. Having two guys that just love to dribble and love to create shots for themselves.
So no, they don't.
I don't think it makes sense. I don't.
Top 5 power rankings.
Do 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 do.
Top 5 power rankings.
Do 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 do.
Top 5 power rankings. Down to Dunk podcast. Top 5 power rankings.
Yeah. Wow.
Top 5 power rankings. Brought to you by Brahms and Sonic and DQ. And ice cream in general.
Number one in the top 5 power Hawks. Rankings. Someone who has snuck up.
Do you have the Hawks?
And they're doing damage.
The Hawks?
Yeah.
The Hawks are good.
Number one.
2 Warriors.
Okay, yeah.
Warriors
are great.
3. It's muddier now than it has been all season.
It's
Portland. I'll put Portland at 3.
Yeah, I'll give Portland 3.
Good Portland. Okay.
It's pretty muddy still.
Guys, you're sleeping on one of my teams.
Who?
The Raptors.
But they just got... I know, you don't base it on one game. They just got beat last night.
They just got clocked by the Hornets.
You're sleeping on
my Raptors.
Okay, that's not great.
I also think that the Hornets the other night... I'm not sure that they really beat the Pelicans because I think the scorekeeper was so confused
as to who to give points to. The Bulls, I put the Bulls at number four.
Bulls are good.
Four.
Pogasau, they good.
Grizzlies aren't playing super well right now. Raptors are okay. I don't know who I'd put above those two. And then you still have the Mavericks. Mavericks won six in a row before they lost to the Pistons. I think they're up there as well.
You know what? I'm putting the Pistons in my top five power rankings.
Oh, really?
Seven in
a
row.
Anybody playing? If you're going on playing better, I'm with you on that.
They're talking about right now.
They're going to definitely make the playoffs, by the way.
That's
Pistons
crazy.
Five. For real.
Pistons have to jump the Celtics, the Hornets, the Pacers, and the Heat to get in the playoffs. They're getting in the playoffs.
They'll get in the playoffs. The Heat are not good.
The Heat
guys.
Are not good. They're not going to make it out.
Top five power rankings.
Guys, time for some trade calls.
Okay. So today,
Luke, you're the GM.
Okay.
Luke, you're going to be Sam Presti.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Can we rotate?
If you would like to be Sam Presti, you can.
I don't want
to
be him for the whole time.
Okay.
Can we both of you?
That'll be the first time, yes. Right, I'll be first.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hold on. I'm not ready.
Andrew, you got to get ready. So we were talking earlier before the pod started, and this is for all of you, kids of the 90s. What generation on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers did you guys get into it? And we talked about we were season
original.
One and two.
We were season one.
Which is weird since I'm 4 or 5 years older than Luke and Andrew, which means when I was probably like in eighth grade and they're supposed to watch it when they're like third graders.
I was watching it in first grade. That means you were watching it.
Okay, that makes sense. In fourth or fifth. That's
fifth
not,
or sixth.
That's not too much, is it?
Not too bad.
It's not too bad.
I watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and the Bozo Show every single morning before.
Bozo Show?
I loved it.
Before school?
Yeah.
You know what I watched before school? CITY. You can't see why these guys are so much more than certificates. City Guys.
Never saw
City
that.
Guys. City Guys was
on Saturdays.
It was before school.
Was
in,
it really?
In high school.
Okay.
And I would watch it all the time. And guess what? It was awesome. City Guys. It was about a bunch of guys in the city that were high school aged.
I don't recall
and
anything about that show, but I
was
did
it a cartoon
it.
Or was it like a live?
It was a live show, and they dealt with
just really
topical issues. You know,
ring, 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 ring.
Hello, Sam Presti.
Hey, it's Danny Ainge.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, we've had lots of trade dealings.
Yes, we have a very good relationship.
I think that we need to make a swap. I've got a guy that you are very familiar with, and Jeff Green.
Oh, Jeffrey.
And he has 2 years left on his deal. And I know you have a guy named Kendrick Perkins who has 1 year left on his deal.
Oh, you're familiar with him.
Yes. And also you have a guy, Reggie Jackson, who seems disgruntled. Oh, we have a solution for him. We're going to bring him aboard. Reggie Jackson and Kendrick Perkins for Jeff Green.
I do that. Yes, sold.
Wouldn't you do that
in a second?
bringing the team back together.
Durant would be the happiest. I love that.
How elated would everyone be? I think
that'd be cool.
And Perk was serviceable for those 3 years. It wasn't like we traded. It was a moot trade. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah,
but they're talking. I bet if the Grizzlies can figure out what to do with Tayshaun Prince, I think Jeff Green may end up on the Grizzlies.
Why in the world would the Boston Celtics do that deal?
Because Tayshaun's expiring.
And they have to get an asset back, too.
Yeah, maybe a pick and Tayshaun or something. All right, moving on.
Ugh.
My turn.
I would not do that.
That's a great trade.
Ring, well, thank you.
That made me all happy inside. Did you make that trade in real life?
Hello, this is Sam.
Sam, you have a much deeper voice.
It's Stan Van.
Stan Van's back.
Stan Van.
Stan Van wants Reggie Jackson on our team.
All right, we'll take it.
Okay. Greg Monroe is expiring, and I know that you're basically going to be renting him for the rest of the season because you can't re-sign him in the offseason. This is a fact. But I don't think you're going to be able to sign Reggie Jackson in the offseason either. So, Greg Monroe, Reggie Jackson, Greg Monroe for Reggie Jackson and Nick Collison.
Here's the deal. We have a culture, and we have a way of doing things as an organization, Stan Van.
What?
We don't function in chaos as Stan Van does. We don't build effing walls.
Yeah.
So here's the reality. That pick makes no sense as far as the way we do stuff organizationally. So no.
Ring, 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 ring.
Don't you think though? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, no, the Thunder aren't going to rent somebody for 6 months.
No, it doesn't make sense.
All right.
I don't know if he makes sense on the Thunder, period, anyways. Even though I try to put him on the Thunder every day of my life.
I'm with you on
ring,
that.
Ring, ring,
hello.
Ring.
Hello. Ring.
Sam Hinkie from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Samuel.
We love to lose basketball games, but we would like to have Reggie Jackson.
Mm.
So, I'm going to offer you the former Rookie of the Year and Michael Carter Williams for Reggie Jackson.
How much longer does he have in his rookie deal?
He's got 2 years after this.
Take it.
I don't hate that.
I'd take that.
I don't know much about him either.
He has his shot is janky.
He's kind of a younger Reggie Jackson.
So just you get a couple more free years.
I don't
on
like
the
it. Anyways, it's still Sam Hinkie.
Oh, hey Sam. Still hey. Other.
I don't know what just happened to my voice. Sorry, it changed
still
again.
Still Sam Hinkie, and I still want Reggie, but I would like to give you two players, Andre Kirilenko and KJ McDaniels, for Reggie Jackson and the contract of Grant Jarrett.
Yes. Yeah. We'll do that deal. That makes sense.
Yeah, I would do that too. I wonder if Kirilenko would come to the Thunder.
I mean, he's playing in Philadelphia. You talking about city-wise?
City guys. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hey,
Sam.
Billy King.
Billy.
Billy, Billy King. Billy, I'd like Billy. To get some players from you.
Billy, Billy, Billy.
Can I get some players, Sam?
Make me a deal. Make me a deal.
I'd like to offer you the two players, Brook Lopez and Mirza Teletovic, for the following players. Kendrick Perkins, Nick Collison, Reggie Jackson, and Jeremy Lamb. For Brook Lopez, Mirza Teletovic.
Is Brook Lopez healthy right now? He's not.
Sure is.
No, he's not.
He should be playing.
No,
you not see him play?
There's no way.
You're not watching games.
And who's the tell me about the other guy.
Mirza Teletovic, he's a power forward. He's a European man. He shoots threes.
I'm taking that trade. This is Sam Presti's alter ego.
I don't like it, but
what
I'm
don't
interested.
You like about it?
Brook Lopez gets hurt constantly.
He does.
And his bones are made of glass. I don't
but
like
what
that.
If you only have to play him for 20 minutes a game?
Exactly.
And he and Adams just split time, and then they could just play basketball. And you don't have to kill his body by playing him 30 minutes a game.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah, I take it. I'll try it. I'll roll
deal.
The dice. I'll roll the dice.
And you get rid of Reggie Jackson. Which is
dice
great.
Rolled.
Is that it?
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello. Hello, this is Sam.
Hello. Hello.
Ring, it's
hello.
Flip Saunders. Flip Saunders here.
Hey, Flip, how's Minnesota? Really cold?
It's
awesome.
So cold.
Let's do this.
-9. It's we'd like to have Reggie on our team.
You can have him.
Great. We'll give you Thaddeus Young, Mo Williams for Perkins, Jackson, and Jeremy Lamb.
Done. Where do I sign?
Done.
Is that it for trade calls?
That makes way more sense, right? Mo Williams is a spacer. He doesn't play defense just like Reggie doesn't.
Right.
But he actually is consistent. He's been consistent.
He can shoot.
And I love Thad Young.
You just bring on Thad Young.
You love it.
I
sold.
Like it.
Sold.
Let's do it. Last one. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Ring, ring, ring. Larry Bird.
Hey, hello, Larry.
Larry Bird, we'd like to have Reggie on our team. We'd like to give you David West for Kendrick Perkins, Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Wild Wild West. Hey, you know what? The only thing, though, is they need a backup center.
For to go with Roy?
No, the Thunder would need a backup
center.
Yeah,
the Thunder would need someone.
When you go play, get Emeka Okafor.
Was he still in there?
Emeka Okafor?
Yeah.
I just watched
Jermaine
him play
O'Neal.
Against the cousin. I just watched him play against DeMarcus Cousins, and they both got in foul trouble and it killed the whole game.
Yeah.
Adams and Perkins both.
Don't worry, we will not see them in the playoffs.
Or ever.
Guys, are you miffed and are you peeved?
I'm telling you, man, the only thing I'm miffed and peeved about is Reggie Jackson right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense to me. And I said this on Twitter, and it's obviously not a real thing, but How? Why does Brooks let Reggie get away with the lack of effort and the lack of defense that he does not give the leash to anybody else for?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to showcase
him still. Like, hey, this is what you're going to get.
You'll get no defense.
It just
dribbles.
Doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, and I can't. Like, Perkins has been good, but I still think that Adams needs more minutes. I do think he needs more minutes.
Why couldn't David West be the backup big?
Yeah, he could.
He's beefy.
He is beefy.
Oh, he's beefy.
He's got some beef on him.
Beefy. I'm not miffed or peeved or anything, I don't think.
Come Nothing. On.
Life's Nothing. Good for Luke.
I slept. I'm beefed at my alarm and my body in general. I was sick a little this week. And
Me
I
too, man.
Dude, missed work Tuesday. Slept through my alarm Thursday.
What'd you have?
Throaty stuff.
Yeah.
Throaty. Now I just got a little cough. I went to the doctor. Got on a Z-Pack. I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm totally done with Reggie Jackson.
Yep.
And I'm kind of mad at myself. I'm really miffed at myself because I kind of held on too long, I thought.
That's what happens, man.
And now I'm
now you're
off.
Done.
I'm done. You're like, done. I would... As much as I don't think a Deion Waiters for Reggie Jackson trade is a good trade... It might be good for this team.
That's what I'm saying. I'm with you.
And if we can get any of those players that I mentioned in trade calls, if we can get any of them, I think it would make the Thunder better. Like, Mo Williams is not a better player than Reggie Jackson, but is he a better fit on this team next to Deion Waiters?
Probably.
1,000% yes. I would not do Michael Carter Williams. I don't think that's a good trade. But bring in Jeff Green, bring in KJ McDaniels. Even just bring me Mirza Teletovic. You could do a Mirza Teletovic for Reggie Jackson, and he's just a floor spacing big man. I'd do it.
Guys, are you ready to say what?
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 Stat of the week.
Yes.
Say what? You ready?
Yeah.
You want me to do one?
Yeah, give me stats.
So this is what's crazy. So we talked about the Pistons, and I think it's a relatable at somewhat if something like this is going on. But the Pistons have won. They'll have a 7-game winning streak, and they won against the Mavericks the other night. 6 of those wins have been by double digit. Isn't that crazy? Not only are they beating people, but they're beating really good teams.
They're
handily.
They're very good.
It's crazy to think that like all it took to make them this much better was to lose Josh Smith.
The funny thing about it is that it's not like we haven't been saying that. Right? Like, mm-hmm. We tried to move Josh Smith last year because it doesn't make sense with Monroe. Like, Joe Dumars was terrible his last 5 years in Detroit.
Yeah.
So they beat...
And Jody Meeks coming back is a really big deal, too.
Yeah.
He spaces the floor for them. They're just playing together.
Do you think that there was a guy in the organization that was like, if you do this, this is the dumbest move you could ever do. Don't do it. That was really fighting for it. And now it just sits his office like waiting to be fired.
Probably. It really is. It really was kind of a stupid thing.
Yeah.
To just wave him.
They just
let him go.
Him, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause they're paying $30 million.
Yeah.
To have him play for the Rockets. So it's not totally smart, but it's working.
Yep.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
The thing I want to remind people about this Thunder team is their timeline is different, right? Like, most teams are in their 34th game as a team together.
Yeah,
that's Thunder
true.
Are in their 12th.
Yeah.
So it would be
true.
As if they're playing really in November.
It's true.
So that makes me slow down on my conclusions on how the season ends up. I have no doubt this team could win 20 out of 22 without even blinking.
I still think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
I'm not fearful of that.
Do you have any say what's that of the week?
My say what's that? It's a really stat. It never is. We're over the tax. First time ever, right?
Yeah, but they won't be for long.
But we are.
I think the minute that somebody says, we'll give you a second round pick for Jeremy Lamb, they say, thanks.
Or Mirza Teletovic for...
But then they'd still be over the tax.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
They just got to dump somebody.
Just a new world, guys.
Even if somebody said, we'll give you... Like if... I don't know. Like the
There's
Nuggets.
Always people looking to eat up cap space.
Like the Nuggets season. Or somebody would say, like, we'll give you our first round pick for Reggie Jackson.
Hey, Nuggets fire sale is on the way, by the way. It's happening.
Oh, it's happening.
Because they got 2 first round picks for Timofey.
Timofey.
That's insane to me.
Pretty insane. It's a pretty decent fit for the Cavs, but
yeah,
giving up 2 first round picks is a
lot. They're betting
on
the fact that they're not building through the draft right now. They're building through free agents and people that want to come play for LeBron.
And if it doesn't work,
yeah, I know.
They're screwed.
They already did that though. That's what they did with Wiggins and Bennett.
Yeah, they've given
away. They sold 4 first round picks away. for something right now that hasn't returned.
It's
Kevin Love has been average.
He's not been very good.
So, but we'll see, man. I mean, that's, you got to put your, in the same Presti we trust, they're putting in LeBron we trust over there. So
it's time to wake up for me to go to work.
Well, I'm glad you made it here.
Perfect time.
Any other Thunder thoughts before we close?
I think the Thunder are going to be just fine. They're going to go on a run. They're going to make the playoffs. Don't worry about it. Don't listen to the sports animal. Stay away.
I try. It's so funny because I sent this text to Andrew. Just Andrew.
That said, not even Taylor?
That said, no, it was Andrew and Taylor. I didn't want to say him.
Come on, man.
I said, after the Kings game, I said, guys, I need you right now because I need you to spin this for me because I'm so frustrated at the way they play. And I watched both those games fully, all freaking games.
Sorry that happened.
You know who the only other person on the podcast who watched both games was?
You.
Yeah.
Well, I should have texted
you. Jerk.
I'll text you. Luke, you're back on, man.
I did not watch the Warriors game. I watched the Kings game and suffered greatly.
Warriors game is even more frustrating because there'd be these moments where they'd make these runs and get within like 12. And you're like, oh, here it goes. This is it. And then they had, like, Serge just shoved somebody down low on offense. Like, 12-point game. Thunder have the ball. Durant's finally, like, starting to find some rhythm. Serge Ibaka fouls somebody on the offensive end. And then Reggie gets a 4-point play hit on him by Andre Iguodala. It was like, up there with yep. the game.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the false hope. So.
Yeah. I think the team's going to be fine. I think they're going to deal Reggie Jackson. And I think that they're going to be just fine.
Well, the good news is we play the Jazz tonight.
Yes.
So.
And they just beat the Bulls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're playing really well. So, I mean, they've still got to get it together.
Enos. We got to watch out for Enos.
Enos and favors.
Gobert. Rudy Gobert.
Rudy.
Do not sleep on Gobert.
Do not sleep.
Play the Jazz. I'm picking the Thunder tonight. I think they'll get it together.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to see a good game for Waiters, actually, tonight.
Isn't Garth Brooks tonight?
Huh?
Isn't Garth Brooks?
Tulsa.
Man, Thunder's not going to play well then. They're going to be thinking, I wish I was a Garth.
Most of them.
Because I'm going to be thinking, I wish I was a Garth. When is Garth in OKC? Saturday?
No, he's in Tulsa this weekend and next weekend, and I think the weekend after that he's in Oklahoma City.
I want to see some Garth.
Natalie and I are going next Saturday to see him in Tulsa.
Really? Wow. I want to see Garth, man.
It's
going to
be incredible.
I don't think I'm going to.
Have you seen Garth's Facebook page?
No.
Have you seen the video on his Facebook page?
I've seen the picture of him and Justin Timberlake.
I want you to watch the video on his
Facebook page. I'm not going to watch the video if it's going to be down. Like, you don't start dissing on Garth, bro.
What is it?
This will be the end of the pod.
We'll watch it after.
Is it just the video standing beside the fire?
Nope. It's great.
Is the thunder rolling?
It's great.
All right.
Okay. I bet Garth is at a Thunder game, a home game pretty soon.
I hope.
Why'd he not be? Okay. See you guys. Bye.
That's all we have for the Down to Dunk podcast. Remember, follow us online, DTD Podcast on Twitter. You can search for us, downtodunk.com. You can also find us at Welcome to Loud City as part of their podcast. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next time.